And hello, everyone. Welcome back to DeathStoreProds.com. We're back with more Titans. After this, we will be officially more than halfway through. Oh, we're so close.
Yay.
Can almost smell
Hooray
it.
Hooray for Hump Day.
That's actually funny because we're recording this on a Wednesday. But anyway, I'm dead.
Yeah.
We got Birdie. We got Nico. And a third, for good measure. So yeah, today we're going to take a look at episodes 7 and 8 of season 4 of Titans. Christ. We have to say it every time and I hate it. And yeah.
Where are we measuring this up so far halfway through? Now we're at the halfway mark in terms of like the worst season of the show. Do you think this is second to last?
I mean, this is maybe.
Yeah, I think this is third.
Right? That's what I would say in terms of placement.
It hasn't topped three for awfulness yet because it's just not been as boring yet.
Yeah, from what I remember, which isn't much because I keep forgetting everything. Like I watched the recap for this a little bit. I had no idea what I was watching, if it was from this season or previous.
Yeah, it's all melded together at this point.
But yeah, so in my head, the ranking goes 2-1-4-3 from best to worst.
Yeah, I actually would agree. I remember we really fucking hated the last season in particular because of how boring it was.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be up in the air coin toss between 1 and 2 for me personally, like which one would be first. Other than that, I agree with the 4-3 ranking.
Definitely. Yeah, at least so far, 4 is better than 3. We'll see if in the back half it nosedives even further into hell.
Yeah, it's entirely possible it goes to stick the landing and just snaps its fucking shins. Just full Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
The only reason I would say I'd put 1 above 2 is because like that had the nuclear family stuff and it also had the Doom Patrol episode.
Yes, but season 2 had the Superboy episode and the Bat-Toosie.
That's true. Also, is that also when we wait, when did Hawk and Dove leave or Hawk and like leave? Is that the second season?
That was not until season 3.
That was season 3.
That was the only good thing I feel like in season 3 when that whole Tim kind of storyline with him and they kind of did like that whole supernatural thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, that was garbage. That season.
So by Tim storyline, you just mean the story of the universe.
That's right.
Yeah. Tim is the Watcher. Tim is Pandora. Tim knows all and sees all. And they gave him a stick.
Yeah. But I think you're actually absolutely right with that ranking. I think I would agree with that. With second would be first, but like I said, it'd be a toss up on kind of what I enjoyed out of both those first seasons. But there's a lot more. Those seasons were great.
Is like the best season gives a incorrect opinion, maybe, or a misleading opinion of our thoughts. It's just the least painful season.
No, yeah. Two is the best season of Titans. Titans is in a fucking pit of dog shit and squirrel spunk.
Yeah, it's not a good show, as you guys can tell from us talking about this.
Yeah, if we were measuring that, it's like, all right, you got the pit of the shit and spunk. You scrape back half an inch, there's season 2.
Yeah, I just feel like those first 2 seasons, we at least found a single episode that was, we thought, well done. And then we also found some entertaining aspects to it to actually just riff off of and make fun of things and have a good time with.
It also kind of had better side characters.
That too, yeah.
Because like the Titans, they've gotten marginally better. They're not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like as characters, they're all just kind of varying levels of just really frustrating hypocrites.
Oh wait, season 2 was Deathstroke?
Yes.
Yes, that's definitely the best out of all these shit seasons then. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
And then
we
get in, but then the flashback like season 1 and 2, like you mentioned, we had the nuclear family. We had fucking any of Starfire's weird other boyfriends who seemed weirdly charming and not at all like they should be involved with the fucking pyromaniac murderer. Mm-hmm. You had like Deathstroke. You had like all these other side characters who just kind of worked for what they were doing.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you get into season 3, and all that just fucking shits itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that could go wrong with a show like Titans goes wrong in season 3. And then we get to season four. And season four, we've been enjoying just because it hasn't been as bad as season three.
I would agree. I also think that the start was promising at first, but then it really just fell off a cliff, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
But I remember we watched the first episode, and it wasn't until we had to re-record that episode. We were all kind of like, okay, that wasn't the worst. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then after that, it was just like, okay, yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah, the quality of Titans season four is like walking into Lake Erie. It's just like hard rocks that aren't very comfortable to walk on, that all of a sudden just drops. I'm trying to remember if it was Lake Erie or Ontario that just dropped like that.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, from what I've been told of the Great Lakes, you wouldn't want to put any foot in any of them because they're like ice cold almost all year.
I went swimming in Lake Erie once, and it was like literally like 10 feet of just like hard, uncomfortable to walk on rocks. Not hard rock, not like sharp rock, just like rounded, weird, uncomfortable. And then it's just a sheer drop down where it goes from like, hey, like 3 foot deep, 3 foot depth to like 9 foot depth.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then I was told if I swam in Lake Ontario, I wouldn't come out.
Yeah.
Because it's a...
Or you'd get sick.
Yeah, because it's just a nightmare. But anyway, episode 7. We have that locked and loaded. We have it paused, watching it on King Netflix for myself and Nico, on Max, for Birdie. We got to pause at 44:12 remaining, right after the recap ends. Sebastian dunks himself into the fucking Kool-Aid, and then hard cut to black. That's where it's paused. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. I got the fucking nerds are back.
Where's the IT guy? Guy with a laptop in cave.
Yeah. Just this full, like, glass-topped L-desk gamer setup. It would have been hilarious to me if he had come out of the Kool-Aid and it just used recycled footage from Vampire Diaries.
What I would have liked is if he came out of the Kool-Aid and just, it burns!
Yeah, just, oh, fucking Christ, what did you put in this? Just, oh God, I hope I don't get hepatitis.
Or if he came out of that muck drinking a glass of Kool-Aid, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, just downed the cup, did the scream, ducked into the pool, and came out with the cup filled from the pool. Just, that's pretty good. Guys, I'd try it. It's like Red Fanta. They keep calling it a transformation. He's just wet. Wait, is his skin going to be red throughout the rest of the series?
God, I hope not.
Is that a transformation we just can't tell because the lighting in this is so shit?
It's possible. Yeah. Both are... The problem with Titans Dead is we're never sure what's an intentionally bad decision or just plain old incompetence.
Yeah, I think evidenced by the fact how many times Dead or yourself there, Birdie, have made jokes about this, and then it turned out to be actual plot points in the episode.
And then we take over the world!
Christ.
It's a cult, all right.
6 hours later.
What?
Hello?
Oh, they got booted through time.
They got time displaced?
He screamed so hard he shunted them 6 hours into the future. Oh, this
Superboy's
fucking...
Superboy's still a dick.
fuck are you talking about? Man, y'all couldn't have done a fucking episode on the train? Just bring Alan Richardson back, and since he's not one of the main cast anymore, he gets to have charisma. All right, now everyone take a dip.
That's definitely the message Titans always learns. We should have killed them when we had the chance.
Yeah, that's every single Titan season. It's, hey, we want to be superheroes. Oh, God, we should have killed them. Look where your plan got you, dipshit.
Girls, you both suck, okay? Let's just move on.
Yeah, neither of you are pretty. Get in the blood pool, I guess.
No, she died for bad writing. I forgot she died even with the recap, because it's like, oh, well, yeah, that was pointless.
Yeah. Also, why did Connor look like he cared about Jinx dying?
I don't know.
Did he, like, talk to her? I think they did once, but I can't remember.
Like one time.
Meanwhile, Raven's over here with a new, other, undefined power set.
Farewell, Jinx. We knew you?
We saw you a couple times. Christ.
This scene, Dad, do you remember the joke opening from Saints Row 4? Where he was riding the missile, they were playing I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, and they just kept having that character say stupid, meaningless shit.
Right, yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of scenes like this.
Yeah, when you say just, joke one, for a second I was like, okay, is he talking about like the one where he's in like the 50s town before he just fucking gotta fuck that up? Because, like, immediately after that bit, they do put him in, like, the fucking simulation by the aliens. And Saints Row is a weird fucking franchise.
Indeed.
And they fucked it all up.
And it's dead. And it's dead now. By volition. That's a stretch. That's a stretch, Superlex. What plan?
May is as evil as I feared.
Like, I don't think he expected to
Lex
die.
Lex Luthor is complaining that this person is as evil as I feared.
No, more evil than he feared.
That's just more confusing.
Yeah, also,
if Lex found out someone was more evil than he knew or feared, he would just be like, oh, well, I need to just manipulate this person.
Or kill him.
That's the Lex move.
Yeah, also, of all the Robins, I think Dick might be the second furthest away from being a master detective.
Particularly this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in any world, Jason is a worse detective than Dick.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I would probably say Tim's the best. Or no, Damien, I guess. Probably Damien or Tim, I would probably say over Damien.
Tim's the best detective. Damien just happens to have a bunch of skills that are detective-like.
Well, he does try to take after his father the best he can, though, so that's the reason I...
Yeah, he does, but he also spent, like, 10 years being trained to be an assassin.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So, out of curiosity, are either of you aware of the stupid Gotham War storyline going on in the Batman comics right now?
No.
Catwoman has taken over Gotham, and Batman has to stop her.
Fucking again?
Or something. Yeah. But the reason I'm bringing this up now, Dad, and this is, to me, the point that this plot got stupid, was somehow this plot Catwoman came up with got Jason Todd, Tim Drake, and Dick Grayson to agree on something, to which I said, bullshit.
Yeah, nah.
Also, like, all you dudes, like, just kill people, or is that what I'm getting from you guys?
Yeah,
no, like, I thought I was joining like a superhero team. I thought that's what like you guys were.
Yeah, all of the clips I saw on the internet told me you were superheroes. But I was just like,
and oh, I would know. I was there for most of them.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I should murder people and fucking. I was a little bit reticent when Starfire like saw a villain and was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna burn him alive. And then cause an explosion that just fucked everything up worse. Oh, Christ, who is this?
Please not Barbara. Who?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know a Roberta.
What?
Aren't you wearing a watch? I don't know, dude. I thought for a second this might be some like weird deep cut We Are Robin character.
Oh, I think someone's been spreading like true social crap that she's a demon because of all the fire.
Or they might have been like, or it might have been like, fucking believed that Tamaranians smelled like sulfur.
You could just explain that your sister took your powers.
You could explain you don't know. Fuck you!
Of course. Of course.
This is our 19th one this week. Why the fuck do you know this, lady? What the fuck does this have to do with aliens?
Because when she said, well, don't you remember the stupid shit, Dad, that like the Tamaranians were sent here to stop Trigon?
Yes, that's still dumb. It's fucking trash.
Like that chick from The Matrix. Just knew everything.
She's gonna open a drawer full of cigarette butts.
So by prophecy, they mean the script.
So by prophecy, they mean the plot of season one. Like, how many?
Oh, God.
How in the fucking Christ do you write a show and then four seasons later, and then three seasons later, write the same plot?
Simple. You work for Fox.
Bitch, is this Fox?
No, but apparently they learned from Fox, because you know what's the only other example I know of doing this, Dead?
What's that?
X3 and Dark Phoenix.
Those aren't TV shows. That's just people, like, those are also technically different universes.
They are, but they are written and directed by the same person, fucking up the same way twice.
Brett Ratner did...
Simon Kinberg. I'm sorry. I guess it was directed by someone different for the third, for the second one, but the same writer for both. Trigonic.
Trigonic.
That's a word.
That is... No, it isn't.
Sure.
We're only... Are we only 10 minutes into this shit? I already feel tired.
Closer to 15.
Cross-reference with what?
Google.
Enhance.
Oh my god.
God damn it, Tim.
He would know, and he was there when the ancient Sumerians wrote their language.
I just happened to know. I was brushing up on my reading of ancient numerology the other day. Plus, I was there.
Yeah. When I was with Bernard last night, I remembered.
When Gilgamesh first put the stone to the city of Askaroth, I was there.
Oh, God. We're going to fucking read Demon.
We're still making that joke, and we're more than a season out from when it was first released.
Yeah. Hey, was Tim in Demon Knights?
Him? Could be. He was there somewhere. We just maybe didn't see him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's who they were protecting.
We have to make that joke.
Well, I mean, the plot of Demon Knights is that there is some city with some ancient secret that the evil people are trying to get to, so it must be Tim they're protecting.
Yeah, the ancient secret is just Tim Drake, just modern day Tim Drake. It's like, oh, hey, guys. How's it going, Etrigan? How you doing?
Have I mentioned that I'm a huge fan of Etrigan?
You haven't.
Oh, I am. I love Etrigan.
The rhyming, the... Okay, so I like Jason Blood sometimes. Sometimes they make him too pathetic. But in most cases, it's just like a good man tethered to something evil. And perhaps because of that tethering, they're slightly better.
Why do you care?
You're in Lex mode. You shouldn't care.
You're in Lex mode and you're a Titan. Why do you care about what she did to Gar? You hate them all now.
It's weird that this is like the second example dead of just like a failed storyline from the past that they're trying to get a redo on.
And then fucking it up in new and exciting ways.
Yep. Well, not exciting ways. There's nothing exciting about this, Dad.
Fair. Just fucking it up in new ways.
Apparently not this one.
Don't fucking...
Did he...
Yeah, why are we
He hired white ninjas. Why would he... If he hired white ninjas, why would he value diversity?
Yeah, he hired white ninjas and a black woman as his secretary.
As a matter of fact, if he valued people of color, why didn't he make you CEO and not his half-clone?
Also, again, so just rolling back to what you said, the witch and her cult are going to go do a hostile takeover of LexCorp.
Really kind of ruined this character for this season, eh?
Yeah, it sucks. It's fucking trash.
I didn't mind him, like, honestly, and now it's, I don't know.
Well, because he was one of the few characters who was not set to asshole. before this.
Now he
and
is,
now they've
yeah.
deliberately set him to asshole.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Like, do you remember that bit from the first the Superboy intro episode where he says, "Oh, money, can I have some?"
Right.
Would that have worked if he said it like this character and not who he was playing back then?
No. He would have just been a piece of shit. Motherfucker, you tried to step into your true power and got bodied.
It feels like they're also, in addition to, like you said, Dead, taking old plots and fucking them up in new ways, they seem to also be playing this out of order. Because this bit would have played better if he hadn't already fucked up.
Yeah. Like, if he did that, then went to go do the fucking I'm gonna do it myself, and then fucked up. You didn't let them bring video stuff into your fucking apartment. Why are you on a FaceTime call?
It's a magical FaceTime.
She's literally in a fucking, like, she made herself almost like a fucking Faraday cage. Okay, what highway outside of Toronto is this?
Is this Don just Valley? Is this Grimsby? Are they just in Grimsby?
Oh, you gotta love.
No, more secluded than the Don.
You gotta love this shit. They're like fully like, yeah, we are in America. We were driving from somewhere else in America to driving from Gotham to fucking San Francisco. And they see there's a Canadian ass speed sign.
Yeah. If that was an American speed sign, there would be far more cars going far faster than that.
Well, same thing here. Like that says 50, people are doing 75 down that bitch.
For reasons.
God, if the Prius is rocking.
Please start knocking.
Tim will be both inside and outside of the car.
We kind of had an apocalypse to deal with. Oh my God, I don't care. Please
move
into me, Dead.
On
into me.
I don't care.
The forced awkwardness of this.
I don't care about this potentially illegal relationship.
Yeah. Emphasis on potentially illegal, because I'm pretty sure I found out, Nico, that Tim Drake is supposed to be 17 in this show right now.
Yeah, I think you guys mentioned that last time we recorded.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's, hey, that's fucking teen-centered television.
Yeah.
They got rid of one obviously really bad relationship and went for another kind of bad relationship. Yeah, this looks like I'm just in Grimsby again.
Yeah, probably.
For those who didn't hear that episode, when I was up there with Nico and Dead, first day I was there, there was basically a very bad all the way across the road traffic crash on the Queens Elizabeth Way. Is that what it's called?
The QEW, yep.
QEW. So yeah. I had to drive through all of the tiny roads around the QEW for hours to get past the accident, including in a town that Dead, as a Canadian, had never heard of, called Grimsby. Yeah.
So, for reference, Canada's a big country.
Yeah, but it's in the same province as you.
Yeah, it's just saying, like, oh, you're from Saskatchewan. Have you heard of Grimsby?
Yeah, that would make more sense than... Okay.
What are we...
If you like pina coladas.
Great. So if we don't have enough crimes, we now have to play a song about cheating on your wife.
I think I know where they are now.
Okay, I'm very worried for probably no reason. Is this Danny?
There's always a good reason.
Did they ruin Danny?
I'm not sure.
For those who don't know, Danny the Street is a character.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. They might have, I don't know.
Oh, it might be. That's a fucking, I didn't realize that. Yeah, I think it might.
I don't, oh, no, nope, it's, never mind. 98.6, Blood FM.
Yeah. I don't think he would allow that to go down.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Or it, or whatever. Street.
Within this time, within this continuity, it's a they.
Yeah, that's it.
I am quite mad that this show also cost us Doom Patrol.
Yes, it's awful. Bloody.
Oh, maybe some poutine too, if you have it.
Oh, what's poutine? We're in fucking vague America town. Fuck off, both of you. I hate it. This is awful.
This is
what do you mean?
Are we just going from
I don't know what we're doing, man. I'm very confused. Oh my.
Hey, you might have heard of me. I was a detective back in Detroit.
What's Detroit? Fully drops the game immediately. Just, I don't know what Detroit is.
Yeah.
Is Dave Carter supposed to be somebody?
U.S.? Does he think he's the sheriff?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening.
Because U.S. usually would mean like U.S. marshals or like federal agents, not a local sheriff.
Oh, goody. It's this fucking nightmare plotline. Spooky haunted town. You can't leave. Woo! From available now on Epics. Look, you can only rack focus so much. Just keep going. What? I'm looking for a magic artifact to stop a demon. Are you trying to fuck? It really seems what? Like they're trying to fuck. And when did you get back?
Is this the town from Deadly Premonition?
Hey, it did seem like he was trying to get friendly with him.
Yeah. Okay, so when did you get back and where did you park? Yeah, those are straight up Canadian fucking road signs. Just doesn't even, not even attempting to fucking change that.
No attempt. I mean, they don't care at this point. They didn't care before.
They're usually better at like the compositing shots. That just looked wrong.
Yeah. Magic.
Yeah. Is this your first time dealing with magic, Dick? You fuck.
He probably has some damn fine coffee, I hope.
He's got a horn for you. That's all right. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think he's trying to bang me. I'll go investigate that and see what happens.
I don't know why. I felt plot illness coming on. I'm sorry.
I'm being affected by space magic. Did they just leave Rachel with the bill?
No, Rachel specifically said, I'm just going to stay here and see what's up with the waitress.
No, I know, but like, when they left, did they pay?
I don't know. Oh, lots of people have plot illness.
These are the ones that have the spooky powers. Oh God, Raven fainted. What is it? A day ending and why? Oh, they
drugged. What is this?
They drugged her. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then that tracks with Starfire, because I don't think Dick drank the shake.
Oh, okay. All right.
What the fuck?
I am.
No, you're not.
We're the Titans. Surely you've heard of us.
Yeah.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, you're just the least bad. Well, not even that. There are people you fought who are way less bad than you.
No, there's lots of people that are less bad than you. We're just not following them.
Fuck, I think the nuclear family ended up killing less people than the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, all I'm thinking right now is, I wonder what Superman's doing in space. Probably interesting.
Oh, this fucking Christ. Right. Is that a thing you just do? Just if you're a big enough fucking magical shithead, you could get multiple prophecies for his backups?
I don't know. This is the other problem with plots involving magical destinies, is that they keep having to contrive reasons to involve the new elements that the writers thought of.
Oh, to the death? Thank God the Titans are here. Oh no, a bunch of normal people trying to kill Dick Grayson? Someone call an ambulance, but not for him. The only way this episode is even mildly entertaining is if they fucking end this with an actual slaughter. I'm very much on the Teen Titans shouldn't be murderers, but for my goddamn life, just massacre these fucking people. Do something interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do something!
Well, like I said before, I mean, I would rather them lean into the batshit craziness of this last season if this is indeed the last season. Because, like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Honestly, this way. Like,
You know you're fighting wizards.
There must be a logical explanation for magic. Wow, apparently, in exchange for being there, Tim lost all of his technological abilities.
Yep. And they are cutting it close in the head clearance on that fucking on this fucking car door. How many takes do you think they are of him just like bashing his head into the latch?
At least two.
It's like that bit in season 2 or 3 where like Jason has to like close the trap door, but they fucked it up, so he had to just hold it and then eventually just let go of it.
Let's just go into this hotel and have a nice evening together. No funny stuff.
And have a nice, completely legal evening. The fuck do you care, dog? You're not an airport. You're a roadside motel.
I'm sorry, you're a roadside motel and you only have one vacancy? Okay.
Yeah, they got two.
I was just wondering how far they were going to try to push this.
Oh, I hate this song.
Yeah, and how much time we got left? Probably a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Yep, pretty terrible.
God damn it! You really gonna fucking do this? Why? Stop sniffing the door, Tim. You're already over there. Why are you so fucking desperate? Christ, it's like my headphones are dying. I thought you were going to scroll down and just show his like massive dick.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be jerking it there or something.
Something.
I don't know what was happening. That was an odd choice of scroll.
This is not what I wanted from Tim Drake.
Yeah, no, it isn't. But it's what you get from TV writers. Jesus Christ, Tim.
I do not care.
This is Tim, goddamned Drake. The kid who effectively saved Batman from himself Like, why is this the plot line? He got a stick and he's trying to fuck a dude he met a week ago. Holy God, like, I don't care.
Like, we have enough plot threads already. We don't need more.
Yeah, they dedicated quite a bit of time to that.
Wait, I think this is the same set they used for Stargirl.
Possibly.
Like that, like the shot of like Dick's walking up. I think the wall he walked by, like, where like the little like I don't know, crosswalk, not crosswalk, but like that T intersection. I think that's the wall where they painted the fucking, where like the kid painted the fucking giant mural for Icicle. Oh, that's why I was thinking Eureka. I was like, is this the town? Is this the set from Eureka? And it's only because the sheriff is named Carter.
This episode wasn't as infuriating as the last one. I'm just confused and bored again.
It was pretty straightforward, this one, compared to some of the other mess.
Yeah, it's straightforward. It's just straightforwardly bad.
Yeah. It's not great.
Wasn't locked either. I am genuinely wondering how they thought this would work.
Seriously? Three cops are going to overpower him?
See, Dick, that's how it feels to be tased.
Are these guys, like, powerful somehow? How did three cops take him out?
Well, how did three cops take him out? And how did three cops with sticks and a stun gun think they would take out the son of Trigon? Because, like, this is stupid either way you look at it.
Are you serious? Three county fucking cops took him out? Okay, yeah, he wasn't making it out of there either way, but, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. Fuck you.
What? Why? Is that the first time they've ever done that?
I think that's the first time they've done it to be continued.
Why?
Because it's fucking
the
final
reason
season,
I
homie.
The only thing I can think of is because, well, that and also, unlike the other seasons, they split the release of this season in half.
Okay.
Yeah. So they put 3 months in between the first six and the last six.
This was the 7th.
I know, the last 6. We're starting the last 6.
If they do first 6, last 6, then episode 6 would have come out 3 months before this one did.
It did.
So then this episode would come out a week before the next one.
Yeah, I know, but my point being is not that they think that, oh, people don't know this is an ongoing storyline for some reason. Because they're idiots.
What? They can't. They can't have actually thought that. No one could have thought that. Oh, Christ. Anyway.
Are you sure, Dad? Are you sure?
I don't know. I don't spend as much time interacting with them on Twitter as you do. Anyway.
It's called X now.
Fuck off. That's good for episode 7. Back a couple seconds with episode 8. And we are back with episode 8. Christ, it's been a reasonable amount of time in between this episode and last episode. Shut up. So, in episode 8, loaded up in pause with about 50-21 remaining. This is right after the recap ends. Just be a black screen right after it showed brother and mama blood walking into frame. On Max, it is about where, Birdie?
49-26.
Alrighty. Alright, guys, ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
In 5, four, three, two, one, go.
So, Deadman, out of curiosity, how difficult was it back in the day to build your website using WordPress?
I didn't build it.
Okay.
Yeah, a friend built it, and then they left the site. And so I am just here monitoring what they left behind. No idea how any of it works. And
well,
also,
that works.
And also, wasn't this an episode from like season one? Where was like Dick and Dawn?
There was a dream that yeah, but they don't seem to know that something's wrong. So
Musta.
That's a creepy start.
Yeah. I also love they're battling two wizards and first response is drugs.
Right.
Dick, come on. Don't worry about your dick right now. You're already a dick.
I mean, it's true. I mean, even though these guys have banged in the comics, they have yet to bang on the show, which is something.
Yeah, no, this... It feels like they've been building up for four seasons to this.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it's a weird thing with American TV again. The, brutal violence, that's fine, but sex, no.
Right.
How dare you?
Maybe they're going to have like a Three's Company thing going on. Somebody else is just going to walk into the room. Hey, how's it going, guys? Ah.
What
Who would
the
it
hell?
Be?
Just a weird red-haired Gar walks in. It's like, hey, bug.
I was gonna throw out Tim as a suggestion.
Nah, Tim's busy.
I was
fucking
there.
Tim's busy getting stuck by fucking that's Bernard true. In the hotel.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he can be there, but he is busy.
Yeah. He comes in intermittently between thrusts.
I was there.
That is the worst. That is the worst cum shot metaphor I've ever heard. So I guess I must have just completely misinterpreted what this cult is supposed to do.
I don't know, man.
They worship blood. I don't know.
I think they worship Trigon, and then he's just like an instrument for that.
There's like a whole blood magic type thing going on.
He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sorry, I'm Holy Spirit.
Yeah, there we go.
And then I joined the cult. The bad guy.
Why does the evil wizard leader of a demon-worshipping cult look like he's giving a TED Talk?
Because they want you to feel sorry for him, and I don't.
Do you typically feel sorry for people giving TED Talks?
No, I mean, like, the reason that he's not, like, dressed like a villain is because currently they want you to, like, sympathize with him still.
Those are the eyes of a sympathetic man.
It could also be that they're just lazy.
I think I'm going to go with that one. Do they call her Raven? I can't remember any time in the last three seasons they've called her Raven. It's just been Rachel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know.
Like, any of these guys having superhero names is bizarre because they just refer to each other as the by their first names.
Like, well, yeah, and I mean, again, plus the fact that they've barely been in costume, right? Like,
yeah, barely so been in costume, like barely have used their powers.
Yeah. Good church day, guys.
Look at them strutting out of there. Some happy campers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going for the Easter brunch now.
For a second, while they were like, while everyone was like getting up and cheering, I thought they were going to turn like the Blues Brothers church for a second. Just like a really white, shitty version of it. Because the Blues Brothers church was led by James Brown, and this is just led by, I don't know, some fucking lady.
Oh, they are going for the Easter brunch.
We cut these pears into flower shapes.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the meal they have in the movie Midsommar.
here we go.
Yeah, we're just going to cut to Rachel later. She's going to be inside of a bear.
Yeah. Like I said, last season, if they decide to go real weird with it, I'm here for it.
I hope so, because right now I'm just bored.
God, if we get to the end of this and it was like directed by Ari Aster, I will shit myself.
You imagine?
It's like, wow, fucking Warner Brothers must have put down good money for this one episode.
Wow, this must have been what he did before Hereditary.
Get after.
Yeah, Hereditary was years ago, I thought.
No, I know. It would have been funny if it was just like, wow, this must be some early Ari Aster directed show. Again, if they want to get really weird with it, where we're at the end, where it just ends, and we're literally like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I also have a question. Do you guys not look for other clothes?
I think there's been more pressing matters.
Listen, Birdie, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. They need to figure out like what they're doing in terms of coffee, maybe a little toast.
God, if they make this entire episode a reverse Pleasantville.
I was just about to reference Pleasantville. Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I guess Dick was too vulgar of a name for Pleasantville.
God.
It's still funny. I don't know why. It's very funny that this cult with, like, demons and shit is being like, yeah, we're just going to roofie them.
Unless this is, like, some...
Where are we?
Limbo or, like, some sort of circle of hell. You know what I mean? Maybe this is, like, their personal hell type
I think
God, they're even dressed like this is a Pleasantville situation.
Yeah. I think they're just in the town they were last time, and they're just fucking with them.
Yeah, this kind of has like vibes too of like a WandaVision type of thing. You know what I mean? Like something like that. I don't know.
I don't get. I know that it's the vibe they're going for with this entire thing of just, hey, everyone's in this fucking, we got to like maintain the facade of this normal American town.
Right.
Why the fuck is Brother Blood standing around in khakis and a t-shirt? This is a demon son of Trigon who just pulled a fucking demon horn out of a smoldering cauldron full of lava.
Mm-hmm. I think the cult lady is suddenly surprised that the demon's acting like a demon. I hate this plot thread.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because it happens all the fucking time.
It's very bad. You deserve power and everything you ever desired. Seize it. Wait, why are you seizing power? What are you doing? Stop it.
The I'm what?
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure this is a double and not the real thing, because that doesn't, even by this show's standards, that doesn't sound like Raven.
No, I think that might be Raven.
Oh, so they are just that stupid.
Okay, might just be that there might just be that
this
stupid.
This conversation makes no goddamn sense.
Wait, what?
Oh, they have psychically tied injuries? Is Raven going to have to stab herself to kill him?
God, if that is the ending of this, if the ending of this is Raven kills herself in order to stop Sebastian. Yes, it fucking is.
The witch lied to me?
My God.
Who else will we be talking about?
Dick, obviously.
Well, I mean, honestly, dead of the two, even in this series, I think Dick's the bigger monster.
Based on what we've seen them do, yes.
Yeah, he's like not a redeemable character in this. Like, he's kind of a dick throughout the whole series, right?
He is a massive asshole.
Yeah, he is a dick. His name's Dick.
I am the bad guy. You will take me seriously. Oh God, we're stepping into Superboy Prime territory.
Fear my joggers.
I'll kill you to death, I will. That's an I'll kill you to death's face right there.
Yeah. I kind of agreeing with what Dad's saying here. This guy's trying to demand respect dressed like that. Come on.
It's like when they introduced Trigon as just the Irish cop from Castle.
That's right.
With these over-the-top demonic fucking characters, you gotta, like, lean into it. There's a reason when something we talked about recently, there's a reason Etrigan doesn't just look like Jason Blood with funky eyes.
Right. I don't know. I feel like they like try to dial down all the like heroic type, like comic book type shit in this type of show. Like, I guess they think they're appealing to viewers of this program or something. I don't know. Like,
so, is the damage only when he hurts her, or
I think so. I think he said, like, if you kill me, you'll die too.
Did you guys see the radio sign?
Yep, 98.6 blood. That was at the beginning of the episode.
I must have missed that the first time. God damn it.
Now, the latest illegal relationship. Oh, no. I saw the car and thought it was fucking Tim and Bernard. No, that was the two of them.
No, Tim and Bernard never went into the town.
Yeah, I know, but like them driving in, I thought they were driving into the town.
No, that was the bad guys driving out of town.
Ugh.
Why are we wasting time with this bullshit?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't. Yes, that's why. And not his weird oblong testicles.
Yeah, there's a reason Corey hasn't fucked him yet.
She used her vaguely defined powers to just, like, sense his balls were weird, and we're like, yeah, I don't want none of that. What is the point of this?
I don't know.
This isn't even like them trying to gaslight them into thinking they're crazy. This is just stupid.
But you guys just, so they just ruined the con because they just said out loud, we're going to kill that girl you're looking for to honor the birth of the demon.
But is it a con? I don't know what the fuck the point of any of this is. Because they're not like, oh yeah, the girl that you two came in here with. Or wait. Okay.
What the hell was that?
Okay,
I don't mean that like I'm interested. I mean just like, okay, what the hell?
Yeah, okay, I think I know what they're doing now, and I still don't like it.
What's your theory?
Everyone in this town is not here willingly. They've all just like, they'll just like stumble in here and then got brainwashed into believing they were a part of it.
Okay.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a trope that's been used before.
Yeah. Still don't fucking like it.
Another thing.
Oh, good. Yeah. The kidnapping van.
I mean, at least it's an attempt at a different type of story, I guess. I don't know.
Did they seriously just try to pull the same trick again?
They have the one trick. I imagine if another person walked into the scene while this was happening dead, they would have to reset and the exact same thing would happen. Because deaf people are still able to read lips in many cases.
Yeah.
I apparently have to stop reading the script.
Yeah.
Is
okay.
Is that why they're not affected properly? Because they're deaf.
Yeah. So they can't hear the radio. Okay. Yeah. I really hate that. That is about as bad as the fucking gaslight into them believing they're crazy.
Yep.
Why the fuck are they going back to drugs constantly?
Why is the deaf person telling them to listen?
Look behind your... They can't hear! Jesus! Christ, Dick!
Pay attention, for fuck's sakes, Dick! Weren't you a cop? You keep saying you were.
He was a cop and worked with Batman. You think he would have learned some basic comprehension skills?
It's not even detective skills. It's just pay attention. Like, the fact that you and I, Dan, are literally calling what they're saying before they say it is proof that the writers are not having the characters pay attention to what they're saying. Also, Dick, subdural implant isn't really a problem for you. You're all about gore. Just tear it out.
Yeah. Just grab it and just...
No. No, you're not.
We'll deafen ourselves.
It's a good one. It's a dick solution, so it's got to be a good one.
Just going to get a power drill and just shove it into his ear.
Oh, God damn it. Speaking of wasting time.
Who cares what's going on with your friends?
Oh, God, are they fucking...
Now they're doing like Silent Hill shit.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are they setting themselves like Silent Hill?
Yeah, which given timing really sucks because didn't a really bad Silent Hill game just come out also?
I don't know if it just came out, but there's like saying a bad Silent Hill game came out means a Silent Hill game came out.
I mean, even worse than usual, since the biggest thing anyone remembers about this most recent Silent Hill game is that people keep yelling that they want Pyramid Head to put cummy in their tummy.
Christ. Never say that again.
What the fuck?
Just never, ever say that again, Bernie.
So just imagine this as a disaster scenario, Nico. You give the internet basically a Twitch stream where the Twitch stream gets to control the game as it's played based on comments on a Twitch stream.
I still can't get over what you said. What? No.
Yeah, well, but just told me not to repeat it, so I'm not going to say it again.
Once you say what you just said, kind of everything else falls by the wayside. Even the show we're actively commentating.
Good. Then my job is working. So basically,
derailment during this show is a welcome treat.
Yeah. So just imagine that you let the unfiltered internet respond to a horror show and choose how it goes. No limitations on what you say. No limitations on what you could post.
They're gonna fuck everything.
You know what that's gonna be.
Fuck everything and just scream slurs.
Just about.
The fuck is this?
I guess these are all the people that went into that town and never came out.
You'd think they would have put more effort into the props than one trip to the Staples store.
Really? You thought these people would put more effort into it?
Fucking Annie.
I mean, Dead, we saw how their main villain is dressed.
All right, who's this fucking nerd? I thought it was Bernard for a second, honestly. Or just two Bernards all of a sudden.
They look too similar. Same, like, one just has his hair styled more than the other. Other than almost the exact same structure of the face and the body. What? What? Of all of the magicians who would mind-wash Batman, you went with Constantine?
Yeah, and not Zatanna? You know, the one that did that?
I don't get this. Dan, I'm going to reference a video that's like 10 years old now, but roughly a decade ago, Spoonie reviewed a Tekken movie that advertised itself as the video that is designed for Tekken fans. And that, of course, spurned him to create the drinking game tied to it, which had two rules. If you have to know the games to understand anything in it, take a drink. And second, if knowing anything about the games makes you more confused, take two drinks. This is falling into the latter category.
Yeah.
Because the stuff they reference, the stuff they say, the stuff they set up is just odd.
I think it's just referencing stuff that they already have live action television shows for. And they have in recent memory a live action Constantine. Do you think people watching this show know who Zatanna is? Or fuck, know what Identity Crisis is?
So this whole episode is going to be an entire waste of time, isn't it?
Yes.
And we've got 20 minutes left?
25 on my count.
The last few minutes are usually credits, and we don't care about the credits.
Oh! Dick's plan is even dumber than what I thought it was.
All of their memories. So I'm wondering if Corey's just going to say, I don't remember much of my life because the plot made me an amnesiac.
Yeah, so they're recording their darkest moments so they can play them back to help center them later when they start forgetting.
I murdered so many people.
So many people. I forgot about the fucking boot party, dickhead.
I appreciated it.
Wait, they did fuck?
They did, season one, back when she was... They fucked way back then because they were writing her like New 52 Starfire.
I completely forgot.
At all. Yeah. But now that you're saying it, yeah, I think I do remember that now.
Yeah, basically, season one Starfire was basically New 52 Starfire. Just... killing people, and I don't remember anything, so let's fuck.
Great plan, Dick.
It didn't work. Oh my god. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ, Dick. You're in a kitchen. Get a fucking fork. Jam it into your goddamn side of your head.
No. I can't believe we have to watch this for 20 more minutes. I'm just going to get madder the longer this goes on. This entire episode is designed to waste our time.
Yeah, it's awful. God, remember when Tim Drake was there?
I mean, he's there now.
He's outside of there.
Yeah. He hasn't figured out how to use his their powers to help other people yet, just himself. Oh, and also, Dad, we've established that his being their powers mean he has to be there to witness the plot, and this episode has nothing happening, so he can't be there.
Well, the reason he's not there is because the plot isn't happening.
Yeah.
It's just killing time. It's spinning its fucking wheels. Fucking what? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
We are wasting time. Jesus. As soon as this episode's over, we have to waste an episode.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. Wow. Do you get it, Nico? It's a metaphor.
But he's trying to get... I think it's funny that he's trying to get closer to him, and he just hooked up with this dude. He's like, yeah, listen, I'm pretty closed off. I'm not interested.
Oh my god, y'all are fighting wizards.
Dead's dropping into his wrestler announcer voice. Oh my god, this is bullshit. Someone hit someone with a chair.
By god, it's a foreign object.
Oh, Jesus.
Death hole. Wait, that's fucking it. That's it. That's all you have. Holy shit, Dick. Your plan gets worse and worse the more we hear about it. Just record the most horrific moment of your life. My grandpappy died. He said don't let him, but I did. I do not understand.
Are the Ravens pointing the way to Raven?
I think so. Oh, fuck, right, yeah, when they got out of the fucking church, there were ravens circling it. I completely forgot about that. And it happened like 20 minutes ago. This show is rotting my goddamn brain. This cult town brought to you by Mercedes. God. I know the show's already dead, but it might take me with it. How about you slit his throat, dick? I know I'm usually the guy who'd like, stop murdering people. I'm done. You've broken me, Titans.
I mean, you're a murderer, she's evil, you have a lot in common.
Yeah, you could probably get her like 5 blood pools a week. I don't know why. It's just really funny to me. The idea of cultists just, yeah, we're just gonna fucking shoot you.
Killed a lot of people. It's what Dick does. Yeah, the murder's actually centering him, Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I remembered who I am.
I do murderer. Not know that guy's plan.
Yeah. Like, I don't either. Actually,
all he's doing is helping Dick.
Yeah. Murdering people with the holy book. Very Dick.
Yeah. But it's probably demon holy.
I'm pretty sure these were the same guys dressed up as the white ninjas.
Yeah, season 4 can only afford one stunt. Season 4 can only afford one stunt team.
Yeah.
There's no way that that stuff is protecting someone from
Yeah, no, Dick's dead.
A church pew is not going to save you from a shotgun. Come on, Dick. Just kill them. I would have loved if that shotgun going off hit the guy who was in the face, who was currently trying to strangle Dick.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Okay, I'll point the gun at myself. What?
Either you shoot me or I shoot me, motherfucker.
We pull a full-on, Oh, okay, never mind.
What?
Oh, God. Even Rachel's confused.
That's hilarious. Dick should just shoot him once.
Okay, I will say this at least, Dead. At least something bad funny happened.
Yeah.
Versus everything else we've experienced this episode.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Oh, thank God, the true heroes.
The death people.
real descriptive, guy. So any chance Raven could use her mind powers to protect people or, like, do anything?
Yeah. That's asking too much, Dan.
How dare I ask this show about superheroes to use superpowers?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
What's this? Can more stupid happen, please? I want more stupid. This is not the fun kind of stupid.
What the fuck is William doing here? Like, genuinely, what is he doing here?
I don't know.
Who is he? Why is he? Is he a plant? Is this all just a fucking work?
Is he just bringing the coffee?
Bernard brought the coffee. William's just been here. You plugged things in. Amazing.
Is it going to be the song inside, or is it going to be something?
He brought the records. Dumb. That's what he's there for.
Why are you playing a song for deaf people?
We're important.
Are you? Oh, Jesus no. Christ.
That's a heavy filter.
It is. He is playing a song for deaf people.
I can hear it. I can hear the song. Dad, aren't we deaf? Quiet, honey. I'm listening.
Holy shit, his peripheral vision must be fantastic.
Okay, if the music magically heals their deafness, I'm out.
I don't think it's magically healing their deafness. I think they're seeing the fucking field warp and getting like just like vibes.
Yeah, it's the sound is
they're traveling. Seeing sound.
Yeah, it's synesthesia.
They're seeing sound. Oh, no,
they can hear it in his head. It's the sun dogs. Horrendous.
Dad, were you there?
Yes, surprise, I'm Tim Drake. Fucking knock her out, something.
Yeah, punch her, Dick. You're quite good at punching people.
Maybe use your mind powers, Rachel.
And again, problem with writing in general. I am sick to death. Like, the degree to which the rest of the Titans have to be useless except Dick is getting really infuriating.
Yeah. Incredibly. Wait, is that... Is the lesson going to be to break out of mind control? You need empathy, not your own horrendous torture.
No.
Just more. Hey, is Bruce? Just more. Hey, Bruce is wrong. It's the show's favorite message. Okay, it's not empathy. It's you need to feel real love.
Full love is the greatest power.
God.
I don't know. Okay, so, Dad, I don't know how familiar you are with Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged. So, I apologize if this reference goes over your head. I had a plan. My plan is great.
Jesus Christ. Raven, you mind powers, you have them.
You know what's terrible, though, is that she the one person out of the team that would be good in this current situation or should be able to add something to this situation.
Yeah, should do anything.
Trigun thing? Yeah.
Remember all the murder. I didn't want to remember this scene.
They are literally, it's, oh my God.
Yep, time to murder everyone. There we go.
So Corey gets her memories back from feelings of love, from feelings of love, and Dick gets his memories back from the feelings of murdering.
Oh yeah, I'm
murdering people, I'm fine. Pushed him over the edge?
Well, that's the thing, none of the shit they saw happened at the fucking circus.
It was just in the fucking alley.
She said the boy from the circus, but he was already thinking of murdering people in an alley from the start of Titans.
The fuck? The fuck? I don't think that person has much control over it.
Yeah. Hey, Dick, maybe murder the person.
Dick, this might be the point where you need to hit stuff.
You have a pry bar, my guy.
Oh, shit.
Really?
There we go.
There's the CG blood.
No, I think that's real fake blood. Bruh, he hasn't blinked. He's not there.
That's gross.
Okay, there's the CG blood.
That looks like one of the victims from Seven.
Sorry, I just had blood all over me. My murderous rage just came back.
Yeah, you know, bloodlust. The fuck are you, guy?
We devoted an entire episode to this bullshit.
Like, oh, I really thought something was going to happen there.
Yeah, weird. The Aurora Borealis, at this time of year, at this time of day.
I can hear you, son.
I like how he just stood there.
He emoted slightly. Dad
literally didn't even say anything. Just stood there.
We can hear you, son. We can hear you so well.
didn't seem like she wanted to be hugged there.
Just hands just up, just like a defensive position.
Yeah.
Why is the final boss of this arc a guy?
One-armed guy with a gun.
Christ.
You know, I just like Tuesday for me, actually.
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people.
Oh, so it is just the old Batman. Trauma! Relive your trauma!
No, she wasn't the painful ones.
This whole series has been about trauma.
Yeah. And everyone, like, misdiagnosing everything about the trauma.
Yeah, yeah. 5 seasons later, they're still trying to figure themselves out.
Dumb shit.
It's a bunch of blood tanks.
For once, the blood I'm covered in is not evil, is not another person's blood. It's more likely just demon blood.
Well, I didn't extract it from a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you, William. You're endemic of everything wrong with this episode. Meanwhile, in downtown Toronto.
Yeah. That was the Rogers Center at that big screen.
Sorry. Downtown Toronto, Delaware.
Oh, God. It's freaking bald Connor. No.
No.
Okay. All right. No, there he is.
Because he had a fucking cue ball from a mile away.
Oh my God. I was just sitting here menacingly with a whiskey.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
Although it is funny. I'm enjoying it for that reason.
Ugh. I know I say it every season. This might be the worst episode.
I think you say that every other episode.
Yeah, don't sell it short, Deb. We've got 4 more episodes of this garbage.
He's like, Greg Walker. Like, yeah, I drink whiskey now, by the way. I'm like Lex Luthor.
Fuck you, Tom Pabst. Fuck a lot of you.
Yeah, that was terrible. No. It was terrible.
If it were not for that one funny shoot each other moment, this episode would have been literally unwatchable.
That was funny.
That was funny. And Rachel's reaction to it was hysterical.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because it's everybody's just like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like
that was the only real human reaction to anything in this.
Yeah, that was like a Coen's brother-esque type moment right there. And that's high praise.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have actually believed this story more, Dad, the story of this episode, if this was all just because of pancakes.
Yeah, it'd be great. Like, Rachel sees that and then cuts away, cuts back to her just, like, disposing of the bodies, but in, like, a sink, but, like, a garbage disposal, just being like, ah, damn, this thing's fucking suck again. Just going, like, full Fargo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bloody mess there, don't you know?
Oh, fuck yeah, bud. Yeah. I gotta catch up on Fargo.
Oh yeah, great show. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think
I haven't watched season 3. I watched the first 2 seasons. Season 2 was not as good as the first one.
The last season I watched ended with a UFO.
That's season 2.
Okay. Yes,
that's season 2. Yeah. Yeah.
No, wait. That might be the last thing I remember, but I do remember watching some episodes with Kirsten Dunst. Is that 3 or 2?
That's 2. Three. That's 2.
No, isn't that 3?
No, that's 2.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's stop talking about good shows and just end this.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 4 more to go.
4 more to go, folks. Hey. It's only going to be downhill from here. Anyway, thank y'all for joining us. Until next time, I'm dead.
Oh, fuck. I'm bloody birdie.
Oh, yeah. That is season 2. Season 3 is Ewan McGregor.
Right.
I'm Nico.
We'll see you guys next time.